Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, newsflash, newsflash. The FDA has a new nutrition label, and it's supposed to be bigger is better. We're going to understand this label. It's going to be bigger so you can read it easier. It's going to have portion sizes and serving sizes, and it's really going to hone down on sugar and really make sure we get that right. Okay.
And trans fats too, I think, right? And it's really big. The writing is really big on this new label, so I can actually read it.
Okay. So you can read it, minus even the glasses and the whole thing. Let's figure out what's really going on here. For the longest period of time, the food manufacturers have sort of fought a lot of these changes, but you know, something, change happens anyway. And so this is what we're going to actually see. We're actually going to have an opportunity to have a full breakdown on the amount of sugar that goes into all of these food products.
Right.
But here's something that's big. Michelle, how many times have you and I talked about this? This is all about looking at portion sizes. I always get ticked off when I pick up one of those bottles of, you know, whatever, and it'll say, you know, 150 calories, and you think, wow, in your mind, the whole bottle's 150 calories. People just kind of go to that place.
Right.
And then they don't read the teeny tiny little print up above that says there are actually 2.5 servings in the whole bottle. So let's do some math now. See, 150. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're up towards almost 500 calories.
Two tablespoons.
Yeah, seriously? It's a ripoff. And so now they're going to say a whole 20-ounce bottle is a serving. And then you're going to really see how many calories go into that.
Right.
So now we've got the truth, right?
Right. Finally, we have the truth. And I think it's interesting. So what's different about the label, right? And why? Why did they, we know why they're doing this, but what's different? So we know that it's bolder type. We know it's working on the calorie part, right? And the number of calories is especially important to your point. Then the next thing is the added sugars, as you talked about. So including that on the label, because the average Americans eat 16% of their daily calories from sugars added during production, which is really amazing.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is that there have been estimates now that we can save upwards of billions. That means billions of dollars. They're talking about $30 billion in terms of health benefits if we can actually make this thing work. Now, this is all the good news. The funky news is that places like movie theaters and restaurants still don't put these kinds of breakdowns, you know, on the menu, which would really, we have found in research, makes people stop for a moment and say, whoa, you know, what's going on? Do I really want to be taken in that number of calories? It's like when you go to a restaurant or a movie theater, there's no, as it were, price tag. And the price tag is always, you know, the full number of calories and the breakdown. Now, we're not here to be, you know, food police or something, but I mean,
yes,
that's like walking into Saks and just going, wow, what a pretty coat.
I'll take
and then bringing it.
It
up to the sales lady, and she goes, yeah, and that'll be $3,500. And you're like, excuse me? Pardon me? So, come on, man. We're talking about pricing here. I mean, this is important. So a lot of people who've, you know, heard about this labeling are a little bit cynical about the fact that still the restaurants and the movie theaters aren't going along with this. And then there's one last piece to this, and that is researchers like Barry Popkin at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill has said that this is, and I quote, a false victory, and that'll just affect a small segment of consumers who carefully study nutrition fact panels. All right, truth be told, Michelle, do you read the nutrition labels? Come on. Do you?
I do. I actually do.
Yeah?
I do. Yeah, because I have to. But I think most Americans don't, because they really don't want to know, right? And you do have to have your glasses on most of the time to see the fine print. It's where the fine print is. But you need to know what you're eating. And I think if we don't start training our women who are doing the vast majority of the shopping, right, how to read these labels and what's in it. And as you always say, if you can't read it, it's jet fuel and you shouldn't be eating it, right? So this will also help that too. But it's also, you know, the calorie counts, the saturated trans fats. Those are going to be listed now, which is also huge. And the number of servings per package is going to be more prominent, and the amount per serving and the actual serving size is going to be listed, which you talked about earlier. So amount per cup, and then the updating serving size requirements, right? The reality of what people actually are eating according to recent food consumption data, which is fascinating that they're looking at this, and by law, the serving sizes must be based on what people actually eat, not on what they should be eating.
No, it's really true. If you look at something like, perfect points here. If you look at something like ice cream, are you kidding me? They'll say in an ice cream serving, classically they'll say 1/2 cup. Seriously? When's the last time you had 1/2 cup of ice cream? I mean, if you
Never.
Go to a restaurant, yeah, I know, seriously. If you go to a restaurant, it's more like 2 cups at a time, 1/2 cup. So let's get real. Now it's going to be, ice cream is going to be per cup. And that's
right.
Much more realistic, so that people, again, look at that price and really become enlightened about what they're putting in their mouth here. So the FDA nutrition label that's supposed to be coming out is going to be giving us, 1, bigger print. 2, really going to be able to see what those calories are about truthfully by portion size, and they've rejiggered the portion size so it's much more realistic. We understand the full sugar breakdown, and therefore, if you look at things like, for instance, yogurt, people say, hey, yogurt looks, it says yogurt, that must be healthy. Really? Why don't you read how much sugar just got slapped in that yogurt? The grand majority of them have upwards of 20, sometimes 30 grams of sugar in the yogurt, nice. Which sort of negates what you just put in your mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got some protein, but you just slammed your pancreas with a tsunami of refined sugar coming your way. Hey, guess what? Everyone out there, 22 teaspoons of sugar is what an average woman takes in on a day. 22 teaspoons. That's an average, which means there's a bell-shaped curve, which means we've got outliers out there too. Listen, refined sugar's everywhere. It's in ketchup. It's in salad dressings.
Everything. It's like sodium.
It's covert, right?
Yeah, it's like everything else. So, Pam, what's the goal behind this? From what I was reading, it's saying that it's all about providing people with information so that they can make their own choices, right? And it's saying also that what the FDA said is that people have health issues. So we want them to be more cognizant of what they're putting in their mouth when it comes to high blood pressure, strokes, sodium, potassium, because we know those things affect high blood pressure and strokes, and then also for cardiovascular disease, so that they can seek foods that are lower in saturated fats, cholesterol, and trans fats and sodium. Think it's going to work?
I think it is, and don't forget our little friend diabesity. That's right, diabetes because of the sugar, and the cardiovascular, the same thing. So everyone out there, we've got new FDA nutrition labels coming on down, and we've given you some highlights now. Think about that, all right? I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Start reading your labels, by the way. It's really important. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.